14 with KGSR in the morning and the Sound of Our Town weekdays right around this time. And we welcome back into the Radio Austin airwaves, Paul Miner. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Austin. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello. Paul Miner has got a brand new record that'll be in stores, and he's got an in-store tomorrow over at Waterloo Records.
That's right.
There at 5 o'clock called The Marfa Project. So tell me about The Marfa Project. Of course, about Marfa,
sure.
Texas.
There's a magical, wonderful place in West Texas, mm-hmm. out by Alpine, called Marfa, that you may have been hearing about if you haven't made it out there yet. A lot of curiosity seekers go to mm-hmm. Marfa for various reasons. It's got so many strange and wonderful small quirks and major cultural centers as well. It's if you've heard of the Marfa Lights, or if you know about the James Dean movie Giant being filmed there, there's art galleries, there's amazing restaurants. It's got more interesting sightseeing, mm-hmm. and great places to dine and great places to see really, really fantastic and eclectic works of creative works of art, mm-hmm. Per capita than anywhere in the world, I think.
And for a city of what, 3,000?
Maybe.
And they're maybe on the weekends.
Sure. And a lot of those are people that just work at the Border Patrol and real salt of the earth kind of West Texas citizens, good old Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does have a lot of culture.
Paul Miner's our guest, and the new CD is called The Marfa Project. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, and in store over at Waterloo Records, Friday night.
Yeah, I guess
with the band at the Hole in the Wall. So I was going to ask you, what drew you out to Marfa?
Well, what drew me out there was getting away from all of the hubbub and noise and the things that just kind of keep you tied down to the real world. And West Texas is a beautiful place, and Marfa is a great jumping off point for the Fort Davis Mountains and Big Bend, of course, mm-hmm. And a lot of other natural resources that are a little more under the radar, like the Chinati Mountains and the hot springs, and Pinto Canyon Road is one of my favorite places. And I got a lot of pictures of Marfa on my MySpace, Paul mm-hmm. Miner Productions. But there's a creative force out there. I don't know if it comes from if it's in the water, or if it's the Marfa Lights, or mm-hmm. if it's some sort of the Native American energy. There's definitely a mix of cultures there, but it's just
should
a real creative.
That.
It's all that, and it's real inspired, and so many strange and wonderful things have happened there that I just ended up there. It's, I think, drawn magnetically, but I have a lot of great friends who have relocated there, and I've gotten involved in some projects out there, such as a club called Padres that we're that we're renovating right now from a historic building, and it's going to open in January, and I'm involved in that, and I'm installing their sound system, and I'm going to be playing there and sending some bands out there. I have a friend who named Adam, who's a great musician, and he lives in a geodesic dome there by the courthouse, and he has a food truck called the Food Shark that has some of the best gourmet food for lunch that anyone in West Texas has ever seen, that's for sure.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
The Marfa Project, of course, inspired by Marfa, Texas. Paul Miner, our guest this morning, tomorrow, 5 o'clock over at Waterloo. Friday night, a gig out at the Hole in the Wall, and the next Wednesday, out at the Saxon Pub.
That's right.
On this one, I mean, you gathered, your friends from Little Captain Travis. You mm-hmm. got Mario Mattioli on this one, so.
Yeah.
Did all of y'all go out there together?
Yeah, all the people that are on the record have been out to Marfa. I recorded out there with my friend Adam and David Beebe, who's my partner at the club, and Gregory, who's the engineer who... He's the house sound man over at the Ballroom Marfa that has a lot of events.
Miner, been a part of our town for a long, long time. Texas Music Hall of Fame and Austin Songwriter Hall of Fame and the Alter Ego Bands, all the fun stuff that he has done at the Hole in the Wall throughout the years, and the brand new record is called the Marfa Project, and he'll be having an in-store tomorrow, 5 o'clock over at Waterloo, Friday night out at the Hole in the Wall, its own self, and the next Wednesday out at the Saxons. So let's hear another track from the Marfa Project. Paul Miner on the Sound of Our Town with KGSR in the morning.
107.1 KGSR, Radio Austin.